So today's Torah portion, it's very easy to pronounce in English. And you can repeat after me if you want. I try to do my best too. Bechalotcha. So it's easy, come on. It's not difficult. Okay, well, made you easier. In English, when you set up. When you set up. This is Torah portion from the Numbers chapter 8 to Numbers chapter 12, including chapter 12. And so many topics here, so many important things. It was very difficult for me to find something for me to share with you, because I would like to share everything. And it's impossible. It's impossible. It's take a lot of time and everything. So I want to read from from the beginning of this chapter, and at the evening we will end with the chapter 12 together. So be prepared. Sit comfortable. So let's read from the chapter 1, chapter 8, verse, first verse till third verse. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps are to cast their light forward." And this already is so interesting thing here. "In front of the menorah." And verse 3, "Aaron did so." Let's say together, "Aaron did so." So this actually three verses I want to read today. But I want to start also explain it, the full picture from the chapter 7, previous chapter, because this is very connected together, these two chapters. So let's read from the chapter 7, verse 89, because we know in the Torah is no chapters. This is the scroll. And Torah was made, the chapters was made later. For what reason? For us to not understand full meaning of the Bible, yeah? Sometimes we start to read from the chapter without understanding of previous chapters. I mean, I'm joking for sure, but this is interesting thing here. So chapter 7, from the verse 89. "Then Moshe went into the tent of meeting in order to speak with Adonai. He heard the voice speaking to him from above the ark cover on the ark for the testimony, from between the two cherubim, and he spoke to him." And read verse chapter 8, what he said to Moses. "Adonai said to Moshe, light the menorah." This is the reason why I'm reading from the before. So now a different picture here. So what's happening? Chapter 7, this is very interesting picture here. Immediately following the dedication of the altar in the chapter 7, and right after the sacrifice were made by the elders of Israel, it was in the chapter 7, Moses went into the tabernacle and the Lord began to speak to him from the Ark of Covenant. This is one picture after the sacrifices, after everything they done, according to the scriptures, according to commandment of the Lord, Moses went into the Mishkana and the Lord spoke to him. And this is beautiful here, beautiful picture. The first thing the Lord commanded to Moses, the first thing, go and light the menorah. Let's say together, light the menorah. This was the first thing, very first thing, Moses heard from the Lord when he entered the Mishkana. Light the menorah. It's already so much, so deep meaning for us. First commandment. So there's several interesting places in the scriptures where the menorah represents the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And I want to read it here. First is the today's Haftorah portion for this week, Zechariah chapter 4. And I want to ask you to read with me. So to check me, am I right? How good is my language and everything else? Check with me. So from the verse 2, second verse, Zechariah chapter 4. The angel asked Zechariah, he asked me, "What do you see?" I replied, "Behold, I see a solid gold menorah with its bowl at the top of it, and its seven lamps on it with seven pipes for the lamps that are on the top of it. Also two olive trees are by it, one on the right side of the bowl and the other on the left side of it." Verse 4. Then I responded by saying to the angel speaking with me, "What are these, my Lord?" The angel who spoke with me responded by asking me, "You do not know what these are?" I replied, "No, my Lord." And hear the answer. Then he responded to me by saying, "This is the word of Adonai to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says Adonai Tzevaot." So this menorah represents the presence of the Holy Spirit in front of the Lord's face. And these words, not by not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And I know the verse 7, it's for another time, for another teaching, but I like this so much. In verse 7, the angel speaks, "What are you, you big mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will be become a plain." Yeah, this is great teaching for another time, but very great teaching here. I like perspective of the Holy Spirit. When we see the mountain, he already knows the answers. Before our question, he has the answers for us. Because not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Of course, we like to have enough might and power, and it's good to have. Who said no? But the last words, it's from the Lord, by my spirit. And all of us, we need his wisdom. We need his answers. We need him. We need his presence. We need his menorah in our lives. Because in our ability, we can go so far. But with the ability of the Ruach HaKodesh. So next place about the menorah as a representative of the Holy Spirit, we can find in Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5. And this very famous place of the scriptures. So let's read with me. This is the beautiful picture of the throne of the God. And what's happening here? The presence of the Lord, Father on the throne. From the throne came forth lightnings, voices, and thunderings. We are living in Florida, so we have some opportunity to hear lightnings and thunders. But here it's much more. In the presence of the Lord, power of the Holy Spirit, power of the Lord, his might. He is so high above everything. He is so mighty. Voices and thunderings, and before the throne were seven flaming torches, which are the sevenfold Spirit of God. Again, menorah. Menorah of the Holy Spirit here. Fullness of the Holy Spirit. Fullness of the presence of the Lord. It's a beautiful picture here. It touched me so deeply, this order of events. So, the Spirit of the Lord, represented by menorah in the tabernacle, comes first. The first commandment, light the menorah. Before everything you will do, you just build it, you just put it. Everything I commanded to you, go and light the menorah. The beginning of everything. The Spirit of God, the presence of Spirit. And the next thing, if you will read the chapter 8 later here, you will find that the Lord spoke about the consecration of the tribe of Levi. The Lord set them apart. The Lord called them to service. After the menorah, after the presence of the Holy Spirit. The verse 13, chapter 8, Numbers. You are to place the Levim before Aaron and his sons and offer them as a wave offering to Adonai. In this way you will separate the Levim from the people of Israel, and the Levim will belong to me. Wow, so good, so interesting. It's few meanings, it's a lot of meanings here, but I want to show few. First, you remember Yeshua told to his Talmidim, nobody can come to me except when the Father will call you. It's great. Light of menorah and the calling of the Lord, from the Lord. Through his Spirit, he led us to Yeshua. He led us to faith through his Spirit. We are believers because of the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came here, he begins to work with us. And I know my life, and I know the many of us, we have similar situations. When I lived without Lord, I even don't think about need of him. I thought about him, he is far away, and I should be good with him, and with Satan too, I mean, between somewhere. I will do good for him and for him, so don't touch me. But only then his Spirit touched my heart. Only when his light shine in my heart, I decide to follow Yeshua. It's impossible by our own strength. Only his light. So this is why we should be grateful to the Lord so much. Every day. If you have difficult time or easy time. I know when it's easy, it's very easy to believe. Everything fine. But when it's difficult, this is the time to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your salvation, for your mercy, for your love, for you care about me. So this is one meaning, first meaning, only Holy Spirit leading us to the faith, to Yeshua. And the second meaning, here, the same, in this same place, the lighting of the menorah to represent the Spirit of the Lord and immediately following the call to service. Call to service. So the Lord calling us to serve him by the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to our hearts. He's giving us the directions where we should go. And you know, a little bit different situation here. Sometimes we are tempted to say, I'm serving the Lord. So I'm doing something important. Yes. But I like to see it from different perspective. I'm serving the Lord because he allowed me to serve him. It's not honor for him. Lord, I'm serving you. Woo. You should be joyful about me. I have no words to say how good am I. No. Reality is he allowed me to serve him. His Spirit, his light, he gave you understanding why should you do something. He calls you by his Spirit. This is his work inside of us. This is why it's so important to grasp it. To not say to yourself, tomorrow I will do. Tomorrow. Today is too hard. Tomorrow. Do not be a Monday believer. You know Monday? You know what it means. I thought it's only in Russian, but in America the same. Yeah. Do not make decision on Mondays. Make decision on Sunday, Saturday, every day of your life. Do not postpone your decision to serve the Lord. Amen. So this is the important lesson for us. The Lord always does something very deep and useful for us. And I believe in these very few verses, it's so big meaning for us, huge meaning for us. The lighting of the menorah, the presence of the Spirit and His light precedes the separation. And you know, please never forget the word holy in the Hebrew. One of the meaning word holy means to be separate for the Lord, for the special purpose. Holy for the Lord, for the special purpose. It's not to be holy so to feel yourself good and nice and, you know, more comfortable and more holy than others. Of course. It's to be holy, to be used by the Lord for the special purpose that He put on your life. The chapter 8 speaks about it. Tribe of Levi, the Lord said, they're mine. They're mine. All their lives are mine. And you know what the reason, what the story? We are His. All of us. We purchased by the blood of Yeshua. We are purchased and we are sanctified. We are separate for Him, for His purposes, through the light of the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in our life. So this is the great picture here, and I'm already excited to read it, to understand this picture. To follow the Lord through His Spirit, in His Spirit, by His Spirit. To have fellowship with the Holy Spirit through Yeshua, through His sacrifice. To be involved in His work, because He allows me to be involved in His work. To be joyful about it. Not to be sad, not to say, oh, no, again. Ooh, why I volunteer there? How to escape? I don't know. Let's pray, Lord, how can I escape the volunteer? No. Thank you, Lord, for opportunity to even come here. I like the place examples from the life of Yeshua. This example from the Luke chapter 6, from the verse 12. Great example for us. It was around the time that Yeshua went out to the hill country to pray. And all night he continued in prayer to God. Then day came, he called his Talmidim and chose from among them 12 to be known as emissaries. So he's about to decide very important thing in his life. He's about to call 12 apostles or emissaries to his ministry. It was important decision for him. Let's say together, he went to pray. He went to pray. Throughout his entire ministry and in all critical situations, we can find Yeshua on the mountain to pray. Before his time of died for us, because before crucifixion, where he was? Prayer. My Mount of Olives, he praying there to the Lord. He was praying on the mountain. He was being filled with the Holy Spirit. The full light of menorah, of the Ruach HaKodesh, was on Messiah. This was his time to refilled with the Holy Spirit. So, and this is example for all of us, I believe. He is our Lord. He showed us example. And I like to read 7 characteristics of the Spirit, and we can find it in the book of Isaiah. This could be one of the answers for us. You can see the 7 branches of the menorah. It has 7 branches. So this is prophetic text about coming Messiah in Isaiah chapter 11 from the verse 11. Isaiah 11, 11. And this is prophecy about coming Messiah. But a branch will emerge from the trunk of Isaiah. A shoot will grow from his roots. The Spirit of Adonai will rest on him. You remember the moment when Yeshua went out of water after he was immersed in the water. The dove, the Spirit of the Lord, came upon him. And the Father told to people, he is my son. I'm with him. The Spirit of Adonai will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and fearing Adonai. He will be inspired by fearing Adonai. He will not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. So, fullness of Spirit on Messiah, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of power, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of fear of God, the fullness of Spirit on the Lord. So on that prayer mountain, Yeshua was filled with the Holy Spirit and with the power of the Holy Spirit. He lighted all the seven branches of the menorah in his life. Let's say this way. Of course, I'm saying here in the pictures. But we need the same. Amen. We need the same. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his presence. We need full light of menorah. I like the picture about Hanukkah, and every day we light one more branch for all days, 8 days. And you know, you notice difference between first day and the eighth day. What's the difference? What's the difference? Light. Because first it's small, and in the end, sometimes some people likes to candle all the 9 from the beginning. I heard even some teaching about it. We need all light of the Holy Spirit. We need his light. So I want to read one more place of scripture in the same Torah portion, another great example of the same thing. This is Numbers chapter 11. I promised you we will go to chapter 11, so now we are going. From the verse 16. And this was right after the rebellion against Moses. So Moses crying to the Lord, Lord, again, what am I done wrong? Why are you so hard on me? All these nice people, oh, they are so nice, they are so good. They are so obedient. Oh, I'm happy. And the Lord told him, Moses, don't be afraid. We will do. Very important thing. Adonai said to Moshe, bring me 70 of the leaders of Israel, people you recognize as leaders of the people and officers of theirs. So it's interesting. You recognize. So there were already elders. They already were in ministry. They're doing something. But looks like they need something more. Looks like they're done bad job. Not good work. Unsuccessful. Problems after problems. And it says here, bring them to the tent of meeting and have them stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the Spirit which rests on you and put it on them. Why? Why? The reason. Then they will carry the burden of the people along with you. So it's not, it means not against you. You know, like how people can go together, work together. One goes into the south, other into the north. And they're trying to take some, to pull something, you know. It's very hard. So the Lord told them, bring them together, and they will filled be with the Spirit, and they will be with you. They will go in the same direction with you because of my Spirit on them. So that you won't carry it yourself alone. So the very interesting place, very interesting history of the Jewish people here. So the Lord sent his Spirit to 70 elders with the purpose to help carry Moshe the burden of 17 or serving the people of Israel. So burden. And number 70, I believe important here. I like this place because number 70, according to the Jewish thinking, it symbolizes the number of the nations of the world. when is the base for this idea? The base of this idea is Genesis chapter 10. We read here that from the Noah came 70 descendants, 70 people. Well, each one of them represents the nation of the world. It's according to the Jewish understanding. Also, on Sukkot, 70 bulls were sacrificed for the all nations of the world. One bull, one nation, during the Sukkot time. And also, do you notice that Yeshua called 12? And also he called how many? 70. Very interesting picture. I believe, I mean, one of the ways how to understand it, because 12, they were representatives who called to the tribes of Israel, and 70 to the rest of the world. Because the Lord loves everyone, every nation of the world. So the Lord called the 70 men. Why? Because he put the anointing, he put the calling upon Israel to serve all the nations of the world. And to do that, they need to have power of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, it's not enough. Knowledge, it's good. I mean, we need to have knowledge. What do you think? Yes, I think yes. But knowledge plus the presence of the Spirit, this is real thing. So the Lord prepared the nation of Israel to serve to all the nations of the world. And for this reason, he sent his Spirit first. And later, he called them to the ministry, to be successful in the ministry. So again, the same order of events. Holy Spirit first, and calling to the ministry second. Holy Spirit first, and calling to the ministry second. And I want to tell about our lives, and we will read a few more places of the scriptures. First of all, we need the presence of the Holy Spirit to have fellowship with the Lord. Without the Holy Spirit, it's very hard. It's impossible. Second, in the light of menorah, we have calling to serve the Lord. We are not visitors. We are not spectators. We are the ministers to the Lord, all of us. More light of menorah, more anointing and calling on your life. This is why when people losing their calling, it's very dangerous, because it means the light of menorah getting smaller and smaller. This is why we need to burn the menorah inside of us. We need to find the Spirit. We need to find the presence of the Holy Spirit through Yeshua. We need to have fellowship with Him. As Yeshua did, He went to the mountain. He spent His time with the Father. So the anointing on Him, and He is effective in His ministry. Yeshua told us in the John chapter 15, from the verse 5, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with them, are the ones who bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Yes, of course, we can do many things. But without His presence, it's useless. It doesn't have meaning. Why? We are serving the Lord because we love Him so much. We're serving Him in our families, in our work time, and everywhere. We are the servants of the Lord. Without me, you can do a thing, nothing. Another place of Scripture, Matthew chapter 18. For wherever two or three are assembled in my name, I am there with them. It's a promise from the Lord. So Mazel Tov, actually, the Holy Spirit is with us, and Yeshua is here. And I have a question. How is it possible that He can be with us? He is in heaven already, but how? Is it possible that He can be with us? We have different opinions, but I believe all of the same. Yeshua told us in the John chapter 14, Yohanan chapter 14, from the verse 16, I will ask the Father, And he will give you another comforting counselor like me, the Spirit of Truth, to be with you forever. The world cannot receive him because it neither sees or knows him. You know him because he is staying with you and will be united with you. I will not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. And here's a picture. He said, I will send you another comforter as me, the same like me. And he will be with you. And here he told us, I will be with you. So when we have fellowship in the Holy Spirit, we have fellowship with Yeshua. Because Yeshua lives in our hearts in the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Spirit. And it's beautiful. The last place, Acts chapter 2, from the verse 8. The promise from Yeshua, promise of the Holy Spirit. But you will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. For what reason? Why? Why this menorah should be light in our lives? Why? The same as the 70 elders in Israel, they were ready to serve not only to the Jewish people, but to the nations around the world. The same here. You will receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. You will be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and Judea and Shamron, indeed to the ends of the earth. The presence of the Spirit empowers us to be witnesses for him, to walk in his full light, to be representatives of the Lord in this world. And beautiful, beautiful place. We see throughout the Torah the Father who is calling people of Israel. We see throughout the Torah the Son, Yeshua Mashiach, who comes to Abraham. Once we spoke about it, he came to Abraham and Abraham recognized Yeshua. He said, my Lord. He came to Moses. Later we can find it here. He came to prophets so many times. And also we see the presence of the Holy Spirit throughout all the Torah with the Jewish people. And the Lord told the Moses, the first thing, before anything you do, before you separate the people for serving me, before anything, go and light menorah. Yeah, so many plans, so many things to do. Of course, we are busy. But I know, go and light the menorah. Go and light the menorah. So I want to ask you some specific thing. Can you say to somebody the simple words, go and light the menorah? Set time apart for the Lord to light the menorah and serve in his power. So let's end with the prayer. And I want to end with a small message. If you are here for first time, or you never, never accept Yeshua as your Lord and Messiah and Savior in your life, I want to open this opportunity to you. I want to pray and I want to ask the Lord forgiveness for my sins. If you are here for first time or ever been here but never received Yeshua, this is your time. Get right with the Lord. Receive the sacrifice of Yeshua for you. He is merciful. He loves you. He wants to forgive you, clean you, cleanse you, and fill you with his Spirit, his light. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Yeshua, the Mashiach, for me. Thank you for mercy, for forgiveness, for love. And I receive in Yeshua as my Lord and Savior. And I ask, please forgive me, cleanse me from all my sins, be my Lord, and be my Savior. I ask you, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Thank you. So let's end our service with the Aaronic benediction. Please stand with somebody. Don't be alone. Let's pray. Yevarechah Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha Shalom. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Please don't forget your children. They are waiting for you there.